Yes, they looked at suffering. Well, you also can expect things to have a breakthrough at some point. You'll get a break. I mean, the great story of Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus spent all day, you know, begging. The dog licked his wound. When he died, he's there. In Abraham's bosom, he is being served, and the rich man dies, and he looks, and he's tormented in hell, and he looks at Lazarus, and he says, you know, oh, could I get at least a drop of water? Jesus spoke about how, you know, the poor suffered then. The rich man didn't suffer, but now he does for eternity. So you can expect a breakthrough, and that is really taught well in Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power, that is at work within us. So you need a big breakthrough. It's not our effort, not what we do. All those things are important. But you can expect God to exceed your expectations. It's now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask and imagine. We have great abilities. We can do a lot, but God can do even more. Again, it's not based on our amount of our belief, but what our belief is in. Our belief is in God and his provision. It's not in our power, not in our understanding, not just in how we respond to God, but on who God is and what he's come to do.